Hi guys, welcome to Hitman. This is an IPL special segment of the Delhi Capitals. I have with me Shubh Chintak here, who will be answering a few questions of mine as a DC fan. Good to have you in the pod, Shubh.
Thanks for having me here, Sami.
Okay, so I'll directly begin with the questions here with you, Shubh. Can the change in name result in change of fortune for the Delhi Capitals? And do you think they have it in them this IPL season?
Well, I knew this might be the opening question of this segment. Yeah, so first of all, I don't think I'm the right person to answer this. An astrologer might answer it better. And since I'm a science student, I don't believe in all these things at all. But seeing how the fortunes for Pune franchise turned around when they just removed an S from their name, I'm really banking my hopes that that this funda will actually work for them. And also, well, if you see Delhi franchises along the, in all the sporting franchises, like in Kabaddi, they have Delhi Dabangs, in ISL, they have Delhi Dynamo. None of them have performed well. So I do believe that it is actually the DD combination that doesn't go well. So turning to DC, we Delhi fans have no other option other than to believe that this will actually help us.
Well, it did help the Sunrisers Hyderabad, if you remember.
It did help Sunrisers Hyderabad, so why not us?
Yeah. So,
So the other part of the question, that do they have it in them? They definitely have it in them. I'm not just saying that the sentiment of being a fan. I'm saying that because they actually have a really good side on paper. They actually had a brilliant side last year as well. I don't know what panned out that they couldn't perform to their potential, but this time, again, you cannot end up with a wooden spoon two times in a row with that kind of a side. So this time I'm quite sure that the performance will be a lot better. And yeah, at least playoffs, that's what I hope for.
Okay. So, who was your favorite pick by Delhi Capitals in the auctions?
Well, definitely Akshar Patel. I couldn't believe when I saw that Delhi Capitals are actually going for him. I am taking Akshar Patel's name not because I'm a fan of him, but just because of the value he adds to the side. With Rishabh Pant, Shreyas Iyer, and a lot of other power hitters at the top, Akshar Patel's presence at 6 or 7 along with Chris Morris can really help Delhi to augment their score. If he scores that 10 ball 25, 30 along with Morris, that would be really helpful. And along with that, Akshar Patel's bowling can be also very fruitful for Delhi. I remember in 2014 IPL, when he started his career, he actually shot to fame because of his economy rate. He just gave runs at an economy of 6.13 in the whole 2014 IPL, so that can be a big plus.
Cool. You mentioned about the core right now, about the Delhi Capitals. Now they have Dhawan, Prithvi Shaw, Iyer and Pant in a single batting lineup. So yeah, how valuable is, you know, having this pro-Indian batting?
Well, I think that is the powerhouse of Delhi's lineup this year. Rishabh Pant and Shreyas Iyer, we both know how valuable they are, both of them together. Also, that the fact that they are young, Delhi can invest in them for a longer period of time, like RCB has done with Virat Kohli. So, yeah, those two, along with the experience of Shikhar Dhawan, Prithvi Shaw, I mean, Delhi has their top four right there without using any of their foreign players. They can invest, they can put Morris, Rabada, Bolt, all of them together, along with Sandeep Lamichhane, without worrying about their batting a lot. So, combining all these factors, I mean, those four people at the top, they are the powerhouse of Delhi's lineup this year.
Yeah, no doubt about that. So, when we come to the bowling lineup for Delhi Daredevils, do you think they lack the local bowlers?
Oh, well, that is an excellent question. I don't think a lot of people have been able to point that out. And yeah, they definitely do lack on the in terms of the local Indian bowling talent. Not in the spin department, they have Amit Mishra, they have Akshar Patel now, and I also find Rahul Devanti are pretty decent. He actually gave Amit Mishra, I mean, a run for his money with this performance. But when you come to fast bowling, I really do that they are a bit thin on the local bowling talent. Mohammad Shami is not a T20 bowling material for me, Punjab. I feel that they have missed out by picking Mohammad Shami. So, their current bowling resources also comprise of Ishan Sharma, Avesh Khan, Nathur Singh, and one more I cannot recall his name. Harshal Patel, yeah, thanks. None of them have really done anything substantial so far to make a name for themselves in IPL. Ishan Sharma, yeah, he came in the IPL with a big reputation and all, but not really consistent so far, none of them so far. So Delhi, that is the only strength in their armor that I feel that they are a bit short on the Indian bowling talent. But again, going back to the previous question, the fact that they have Shaw, Dhawan, Iyer and Pant at top four, they need not to worry about them because they can afford to play Rabada, Bolt and all of them together.
Exactly. Yeah. So, talking about the strong Delhi team, you know, everyone is speaking about how, you know, they are favorites to qualify for the playoffs. You don't know about that. But even in the past, as you mentioned, you know, like Delhi has looked strong on paper. Even last year, the team was looking really good. So what do you think actually goes wrong with them that they always end up, you know, having the wooden spoon or, you know, at the bottom of the table?
Well, I really don't know about that, Sameer. But till 2010, they had an excellent side. In the first season, they were semi-finalists. 2009, they topped the table. 2010, they were hit and miss. But since then, if you remember, 2011, our 2011 side had James Hope as our vice captain. Just imagine having AB de Villiers and all, and then certainly going so down that that you have James Hope as your vice captain. I mean, Delhi got off the track way back then in 2011. 2012 was another good year, but again, since 2012, we haven't been able to make it to even top four. Forget about winning the trophy.
You guys also had Maxwell as well once upon a time. During 2011 or 2012, I guess.
Maxwell was first in 2011. Yeah, he was in 2011, but then he went away. Again, another good player gone. But yeah, since 2012, I don't know what happened, man. 2012 and 2013, Delhi had virtually the same side. And 2012, we were table toppers once again. 2013, we were last. So I can point my finger on is that the players underperform sometimes. Just like the previous season, again, they had, I really think they had the best side. They had the side to at least qualify in the top four. But again, do see how Maxwell played last year. I mean, he was the best example of a star Delhi player underperforming. Jason Roy piled in one match and then faded away. Colin Munro wasn't really that great. Gautam Gambhir, he was coming back from Kolkata Knight Riders. There was big hype around him. He had to leave captaincy in the middle of, except Rishabh Pant, no one did consistently well for us. So the only thing I can point my finger on is the fact that they underperformed. Before that, between 2014, 15, 16 and 17, they were lacking in some departments. Last year, perfect team, but they just couldn't click together. That is their main drawback so far, what I think.
Exactly. And also the fact that, you know, Glenn Maxwell got constant backing from Ricky Ponting. So
once again, yeah, Glenn Maxwell, maybe if he was dropped in the middle, someone else would have got his chances.
Yeah.
Maybe. But Ponting really backed him a bit too much, much more than it was required.
Exactly. Okay. Okay, tell me something about Colin Ingram. Now, this guy is coming to the IPL after a gap of 6-7 years. So, and Delhi ended up spending like 6.5 crores for him. So, yeah. You have anything to tell about him?
First of all, an interesting fact is that he's coming back to IPL for the same city he played in his maiden IPL stint. So, yeah, see, Colin Ingram is actually a good player. He has done a lot of damage in the English county circuit. I mean, a strike rate of 150, average of 34. I mean, it is a lethal combination in T20 cricket. even in the recent Big Bash, he had a couple of really, more than a couple of really good knocks for Adelaide strikers while leading them. My only question regarding Colin Ingram is that how good he will be in Indian conditions. Because playing in Indian conditions and playing in England, in Australia, is very different, you know. Because facing the spinner, in England, a spinner means a bowler who just bowls slow. But in India, a spinner can turn the ball. He can cause a lot of damage in T20 cricket, you know. I don't need to tell you about it.
Exactly.
So, how will he fare against Indian spinners? Against quality spinners like Rashid Khan. Rashid Khan was interestingly in his side in a Big Bash, so he might get through him. But
okay.
But how will he face the spinners? Also, since it's Indian conditions, the ball might reverse a bit. It does somehow in T20 cricket. So that is a big question mark. But to be honest, I see he's a good pick. He's a good solid guy in number 5 to back the madness of Pant, Iyer, Shaw at the top. But again, only question mark is his performance in India, because he doesn't have much experience, not even at international level. In IPL also just one season. So let's see.
Yeah, so that was a wonderful insight from you. I didn't know that Rashid Khan was acquainted to him. So, coming to the final two questions. What will be your playing 11 for Delhi Capitals? The first starting 11 that goes to play against Mumbai Indians.
Oh, well, interestingly, I was working on it today. So, yeah, I can answer that pretty well, I guess. Openers, as I've already said, top four, you don't even question their play. So, Shikhar Dhawan, Chris Bischoff, Shreyas Iyer. Number four would be Rishabh Pant. Number five, Colin Ingram again. Number six, Akshar Patel. Number seven, I'm not sure if Chris Morris is still here or not, because I haven't seen. Actually, Delhi Capitals, if you check their Instagram page, they have posted a lot of pictures that all their social media have been doing, and I couldn't find a single image of Chris Morris yet. So
let's assume Chris Morris is here, because I don't think there's any injury update on him or any.
That is why I am confused about his availability. But if he's there, he's definitely my number 7. In fact, he's my number 6. Akshar Patel will bat at 7 for me. Number 8, either Rahul Tewatia or Amit Mishra, just because number 9 are bowling starts, and I don't want to be I want it to be a huge gap between batting option between number 7 and 9 if Mishra plays there. If Tewatia plays there, he can bat a bit, he can give those 10-15 runs.
Exactly.
So, you know, it would be a much better transition to go to the bowler from the bat.
Exactly.
So, yeah, number 7, Akshar Patel. Number 7, maybe Rahul Tewatia. Number 9 would be Avesh Khan. 10, Rabada, just because Bolt is not here yet. He was attending the New Zealand annual awards today only, I guess. So, I don't think he will be there for the first game. So, yeah. Number 8, Tewatia. Number 9, Avesh Khan. Number 10, Sajeev Sabada. And number 11, Sandeep Lamichane. He will be the next factor for Delhi with the ball.
He has to be there. Doubt about that. Okay. So, final question, Shubh. Your 4 teams for the playoffs.
That's a tough question to ask before the start of a tournament. Well, definitely Delhi Capitals for me, unless they mess it up once again. Mumbai Indians. I really feel Mumbai Indians have actually built the best side. They have picked all the departments, and it's not something that they have done recently. They took care of it way back in 2014, and we can see that in their trophy cabinet as well. So Mumbai Indians would be my second pick. Third pick would be Sunrisers Hyderabad. I mean, how can you count them out? A strong bowling side is all on the top of the list. And number 4, my last spot, I have options in CSK, Kings XI, Punjab, Rajasthan Royals. Rajasthan Royals, I won't pick them just because they are heavily dependent on Stokes, Butler and Archer, and all three of them, I am expecting all three of them, including Archer, to go
in the Pakistan series
in the middle of the tournament. So, and Rajasthan Royals would be really thin on resources then. So, I can't count out Rajasthan Royals. So, Kings XI Punjab, I'm not really sure. They have some good players, but if they get their combination right, I don't know, because the only hope is Mike Hayes, and I'm really banking on him for Kings 11 Punjab fortune. But I've still found them out since I have only one spot left. CSK, again, I'm not sure. I'll go with KKR for my fourth spot. So yeah, Delhi, KKR, SRH,
and Mumbai Indians. Okay. So that was an interesting choice for you. So basically that's it. That is a wrap of the Delhi Capitals segment. Thanks a lot, Shubh, for joining us.
Sure, it was a pleasure for me.
Always is. So that's it from Hitman, and this is Sameer Alana signing off.
Welcome to Hitman. Hi guys, welcome to Hitman. This is an IPL special segment for the Royal Challengers Bangalore. I have with me Prajakta, who will be answering a few questions as an RCB fan. Really nice to have you here, Prajakta.
Very nice to be on your show, Sameer. Thank you so much.
Glad to have you here, Prajakta. So first up, I'm going to put you in a puzzle because I'm going to give you the main question. Can RCB finally break the jinx and proudly say E-Sala Cup namde this year?
Yes, I do think we can proudly say E-Sala Cup namde this year. We have a good team on paper, we have that every year. But I genuinely think we have some good players this year, and hopefully we live up to the slogan and break the jinx by winning it.
Okay. So, who do you think was RCB's best buy in the auction this year?
There were many best buys, but according to me, the two people or three people we can count on is Shivam Dubey, Shimran Hatmayer, and Himmat Singh, according to me.
Okay. How special is it to have both legends Virat Kohli and AB de Villiers playing for the same team?
We are really very lucky to have Kohli and AVD in the same team. Although they haven't given us a trophy as a reward until now, but they definitely have given us many, many moments to cherish. Their selfless contribution towards RCB has made our team look at least good in terms of batting. AVD and Virat are the names synonymous to the modern era legends, and at least an excellent amalgamation of elegance, ferocity and wonder. These two together have taken the cricket fraternity by storm for the moment they became a part of this franchise. So we are really very lucky to have those two people in our team.
But do you think there has been a little bit over-reliance on both of them?
Yeah, the burden on them is too much. So since we have a dependable middle order, in my opinion, I do think that we have a reliable middle order this time. I guess the pressure from them will be taken, at least to some extent, it will be off them.
Okay. Again, you know, talking about the bowling resources for RCB, they again look low this time, the fast bowling resources.
Yes, I do think the same, that we are still low on fast bowling resources. We definitely lack in terms of that. We have raw pacers, but the main problem is that there's no one to lead them, and that's the exact place where I think we lack as a unit. We really don't have any experienced bowlers.
Yep. So, again, coming to the spin department now, do you think Yuzvendra Chahal will continue to be RCB's savior, because he hasn't had a really great season recently?
Yeah, he hasn't had a great season, but although we've seen him that in Bangalore, he does, at least in home matches, he is a better spinner. So I guess he can be a better one, because his googlies are something rarely which a batsman can decode. And again, 70 matches, 82 wickets, and an economy of 7.90 is not really that bad. So I hope he gets into some form, and he should be a favour for us even this season, because we do need him.
Yeah, that's for sure. So there has been a lot of talk regarding Kohli's captaincy in the IPL. What's your take on that?
There has been a lot of controversy related to it though in the recent of late. But anyways, I don't think that Virat Kohli has been bad as a captain, although I think he's given his 100% every time. He's a different kind of captain who likes to experience new things, and I guess that there's nothing wrong in that. Yeah. Virat Kohli is aggressive and unorthodox in his ways of doing things, which takes pressure of being senior most captain along with ABD. The pressure of performance on those two and delivering gets way too much, and that is the reason I think he gets greedy at times when things don't go according to what he plans.
Exactly, also
the fact that in the auction focusing on power hitters takes a hit on his pace battery, which has been the biggest factor in his captaincy until date.
tell us something about Shivam Dubey.
Shivam Dubey, according to me, has been RCB's best buy, one of the best buy this year, having smashed around 5 sixes in an over twice for Mumbai in domestic cricket is something huge. And also recently, Sunil Gavaskar rated him as high, calling him that India's cleanest hitting left-hander after Yuvraj Singh. He's one player that is to be watched out ahead of IPL 2019 because of his obvious all-round talent. RCB also firmly believes that Shivam Dubey has the bearing of being a superstar in the RCB colours this season.
Exactly, totally agree with you. And that's a high praise coming from Sunil Gavaskar.
Yes.
So, Prajakta, please tell me your playing 11 for the RCB for the first game.
Playing 11 for the first game, according to me, should be Parsif Patel, Virat Kohli as openers, ABD and Moeen Ali coming between, and then Hetmyer, Shivam Dubey, Pawan Negi, Tim Saudi, Umesh Yadav, Mohammad Siraj and Yuzvendra Chahal.
Okay. And give me a quick wrap-up, you know, like the teams that will make the playoffs according to you.
According to me, it should be RCB, Mumbai Indians, Hyderabad and Chennai.
Okay. So, again, nice to have you here, Prajak. That was a really good insight we had from you regarding Shivam Dubey as well as Yuzvendra Chahal. So that's a wrap-up of the RCB segment this season. It was really great to have you, Prajakta.
Thank you so much for having me, Sameer. Thank you so much.
And here we are done with 5 segments now. 3 more to go. Stay tuned. And until then, it's Sameer Alana signing off.